poll, "More people in New York City like Trump than Bill de Blasio," by Joshua Kaplan on June 10, 2019. President Donald Trump is viewed more favorably in liberal New York City than its Democrat mayor and longshot White House candidate Bill de Blasio, according to a recently released poll. A Siena College Research Institute poll states de Blasio scored only a 29% favorable/53% unfavorable rating, while President Trump received a slightly higher favorable rating of 34%, compared to a 63% unfavorable rating. The survey underlining de Blasio's dismal popularity in the Big Apple comes as he received an embarrassing 0% support in a Des Moines Register/Mediacom/CNN Iowa poll for president published Saturday. De Blasio in Miramar, Florida, Mayor Wayne Messam were the only two 2020 Democrat candidates who were neither the first or second choice for president among respondents. In an interview with CNN, he attempted to downplay the disastrous survey result, saying dismissively, "It's a poll of 600 Iowans, 8 months before the caucuses. This is just the beginning of a very long process. I think the Democratic Party for decades formed a coalition, a rural-urban coalition. That's what Franklin Delano Roosevelt did, it worked for Democrats. It was about working people, farmers, factory workers, everyday people," the mayor added. Last month, de Blasio announced his campaign in a video, touting legislative accomplishments such as raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour and paid universal pre-kindergarten programs. President Trump reacted to de Blasio's campaign launch by calling him the United States' worst mayor and a joke. "The Dems are getting another beauty to join their group. Bill de Blasio of NYC, considered the worst mayor in the U.S., will supposedly be making an announcement for president today," the president tweeted. "He is a joke, but if you like high taxes and crime, he's your man. NYC hates him," he concluded.